Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. I'm nothing, neighbor, but I found Jesus when I was 16 years of age. And bless God, it's been a wonderful life. That's been 70 years ago since I walked that old sawdust trail at a camp meeting. Tell you, it was a evangelist out of Billings, Montana, that came out to hold a camp meeting in Oregon, and he talked my kind of language, and I thought somebody told him all of my secret sins. He preached. He had my number. God used him. And I fought the conviction as I went to that camp meeting as a 16-year-old boy, and God got a hold of me, and I'll tell you, God looked down the path and knew what was going to happen, and he had a job for me to do. And I didn't know any of that, but I just knew to mind him. My first church was that little Wesleyan Methodist church in Baker, Montana, that Archie Buell was pastor of in the olden days. And he went away to school to get more education, and they didn't have a preacher that summer, and they asked me to come up there and supply the pulpit. And I knew Archie Buell and admired him, and I reminded him, and I went over there and got acquainted with Vic North, the Ford man, and Lloyd Owen, the hardware store man, and some of the others. And that's years gone by, but I appreciate the support of some of you that are still alive. Most of the old gang is gone, but we're on the way, and we're living for Jesus. And I appreciate the folks down around Ekalaka. That's kind of second home to me. I love it over there and love those people. And all you that are in Dakota and are listening to KGLE, God bless you real good. Let me bring you up to date on what's going on. We're just home from Montana. We left here on Monday morning early with a big old Dodge diesel loaded to the hilt, with a 14-foot 7x7 van trailer. It's a beautiful Wells cargo trailer. It's kind of the Cadillac. The young men said, you can't get by that old junk, and you get a good trailer. And they went with me, and they kind of, I had to listen to them, and we borrowed the money and bought that trailer. And about 10 days afterwards, a businessman took me to lunch and said, what are you doing now? We had to start over again. And I told him, we moved down from having three 18-wheelers and big warehouse and all to start all over again. Well, God is blessed. And we took that Dodge that we started out with in January of 2007, and we just minded God, and now the Dodge won't do it because it's busy, and some others are using their pickups, and we've got an 18-wheeler, and we got one of the trailers that we, trucks and trailers that we bought brand new while we were operating down through the year, and we have that 99 Western Star, such a beautiful truck, and it's made six trips to the Indian fields, and it's going to be making another one in just a few days. It'll be over in Montana and then down into Dakota and into White Clay, Nebraska. Brother Dave Gowan and Brother Marv Betcher, God bless those good boys that have doing everything in their power to get Indians saved and get the word of God out to them. And I just thank God. And in the meantime, that Dodge, Marv was at that, and Leon Hansen at the wheel, and this old preacher riding along, trying to keep out of their way. But I just don't tell them I told you, but they got sleepy, and I spelled them. I got 4 hours of driving in. I won't try to drive, neighbor, when I get so I can't handle it. And I'm an old man, and I know it. But I quit riding my Goldwing motorcycle that I loved and had ridden all over the reservations of the country and this western part and been ridden it home from Montana more than once. But I'll tell you, when I turned 80, my old legs were too far gone for motorcycling anymore and that heavy bike, and I quit. And I quit driving big rigs when I was 84 because I realized that I was old and I'm not going to wreck a truck or kill somebody with a vehicle, and I will quit driving automobiles when I can't do it safely, and I'll know it before anyone else knows it, and I give you my word. I'm not trying to prove how long I can hang out or hold on, and I don't have to be in control. And I'm just praising God for what he's doing. But I drove, and they slept. So it's going pretty good. And we got the job done. We were over there on the Flathead Reservation with that load. We got up there to the Northwest Indian Bible School at Alberton, Montana. You know, such a blessing. And we drove a dandy Aerostar along behind and give it to a young Indian woman that's on staff over there that had such need of a good car, and we were able to give her that. And she just wept with joy. Praise God. And your dollars are being put to work. Your prayers are being answered. And then we unloaded at the school some, and then we went on up to Ravalli on the Flathead Reservation. Brother Lee Wraith, Rocky Mountain Mission Society, and we couldn't find him, but we left the food for him and wondered where he'd gone. And it was after we got back home, two or three days later, got the word he'd had a heart attack. He'd been in the hospital, but he's doing nicely, and he'll be all right, they say. And we went on from Ravalli over to St. Ignatius and Sister Bernie Lovell, that handmaiden of the Lord, and her Flathead Indian Reservation outreach. What a job she's doing. We got unloaded and got back home safe and sound, and now we're loading up the Dodge again, and we're loading up the big rig, and we'll both be on the road by the time that you hear this broadcast. I just praise God, neighbor. I just praise God. We have made, since we've kind of started over again in January of 2007, we have made 45 trips. 45 trips beyond my wildest dream. We have visited 60 different mission stations. Now, that some of them are we visited more than once, but we have made 45 trips, and sometimes we, like we did this last trip, we hit the school, and we hit Ravalli, and we hit St. Ignatius, so that's three visits in that trip. But God is blessing our efforts, and we're not trying to do it all ourselves. We're trying to get everybody else we can to help, and we're trying to help those that are out there, have been at it longer than we have, to be a blessing. And God is giving us the joyful privilege of supplying their needs and taking them food and clothing and household items. And what a blessing it is to them then to furnish cars for their missionaries. I think of the needy ones, that little Cindy Antelope over there at Potato Creek in South Dakota. That little old Potato Creek Housing Authority built all those new houses. It's a reservation land. It's government. And they couldn't have their stoves. And they have heaters. It's all propane. And the tribe let it run out of propane. And they's all out there sitting in the cold. So they had to go to their electric heaters to back up their heat. And then the electricity went off, and those people sat out there for 10 days below zero. You hear me, neighbor? Breaks my heart. And that little Cindy Antelope got in her old rattle trap of a car and bundled up with clothing and loaded up with clothing we'd hauled, and she went from house to house and around where there was need, taking food and taking candles and taking anything that would be of a little heat. She got a big old stew pot one place and put it out in the middle of the floor and built a fire in it and had it sitting on rocks so it didn't burn the floor. Desperate situations. They survived. And thank God we've able to get some food in there. Neighbor, thank you for your help. Thank you for being on the team. God bless you people all the way from the Dakotas clear out to the coast here. Let's work together to get Indians to Jesus. Let us pray. Oh God, thank you for the team. Bless the team and draw us near to thee, and help us, Lord, to push the battle for souls on these reservations, that we might not fail them. We believe the end's closing in on this old world, and there are disastrous times ahead. Help us to be ready, looking for the coming of our Lord and Savior, and we'll give thee the praise for it all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.